Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's 12:16 in the afternoon. Austin Bechtold is behind the glass. Pomp and Joe here talking sports with you at 412-928-9370. And now we turn our attention to 8 days from now, the NFL draft. It'll be here. There are a lot of people making predictions about who they will take in the first round with pick number 21. They have no second round pick. So, Austin, if I had to ask you, yes or no, will the Steelers end up with a second round pick in this coming draft? They have none right now, but will they?
I'm going to bank on no, because even though I think that they could trade George Pickens, I don't think they're going to get a second round pick for him, especially considering what DK Metcalf commanded. Pickens is going to want paid. Metcalf is a better wide receiver despite the age. I'm going to say no, that Pickens would only be able to fetch a third, and they won't end up with a second, which also could be that they don't trade up from their third to a second round pick.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting, Joe. They don't have a second-round pick. They have a first and a third, and I just asked Austin if he believes they will end up somehow getting a second. I think it's going to be hard to do it. I don't know what returns could be for players that they have right now, but a second-round pick is a big – to get a second-round pick, you're going to have to give up somebody of big consequence.
Funny you should mention that, Bob, and I apologize for my tardiness.
It's all right. No one would have known unless you brought it up yourself just now.
I know. I felt it was necessary.
I cover for you, Joe.
Jerry Dulac's chat this week has a lot of questions just like that. And somebody asks about Pickens. Stairway to seventh seed, this guy calls him. And which is a great name, by the way. He says, a lot of analysts and fans hope we trade Pickens for a second or even a third round pick so we can draft an extra defensive lineman, blah, blah, blah. But does that make any sense to sign Rodgers if they do and not surround him with a top wide receiver core? Dulac says that's precisely why they're not trading him now. Defeats the purpose of adding Metcalf. Dulac thinks it sounds like he thinks they're going to hold on to him to have Metcalf and Pickens together for at least a year. Do you like that idea?
I think I do. Keeping him? I think I do. If they're, again, their focus is trying to win something here this year, whether it's playoff spot, a win in the playoffs or longer, you're going to have to load up in that department. And yes, so they would be willing at that point then to move past George Pickens next year. They would get, a supplemental pick, compensatory pick, whatever you want to call it, if he leaves, like they, do with a lot of players. But then if he has a big year, then I wonder if they have second thoughts about that. Let's say he outdoes Metcalf. Let's say Metcalf is here, commands attention. George Pickens gets free a lot. He makes big numbers and touchdowns. He's in a tremendous leverage position if he handles it right this season and plays the year out the way you'd expect him to.
Yeah.
Then what? You just move on from him and lose him?
Well, that's an interesting question, but here's the thing. I'm not here for the George Pickens drama that I feel like is going to begin before the season. I mean, do we really expect something different? They just told him, in the loudest terms possible, which is the ones attached to money figures, that you are not our guy. This guy we've chosen over you, and we're going to ask you to play this season without paying you. Go out and risk your body. That's what we think. Does George Pickens strike you as the type of guy who's going to respond positively to that?
No. Not really.
I'm not here for it. Move on. You pretty much already did.
Well, then you better draft a wide receiver and come in and be a compliment. You still need a complimentary guy.
For sure.
There are teams in the NFL who have two, you know, mega horses over there. You look at Cincinnati, you look at Minnesota Vikings and others. It's not a bad thing to have two really talented wide receivers.
No, it's ideal, actually. It'd be wonderful if you have a quarterback and an offensive system that
questioning,
works.
You're questioning his work ethic, knowing that he's not going to be the guy.
His attitude, yes.
Which vis-a-vis ends, you know, the work ethic is part of that, too. And then shame on him, because this is on him to put up a kind of season. This is what happens when you eat something right before you go on the air.
Excuse me, Bob. God bless you.
It got stuck in there.
Yeah. We didn't need that detail. Radio. Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, just it won't go away.
Drink some water, Bob.
Would you like me to jump in here for a moment?
Yeah, please do.
Dane Brugler of The Athletic, who's very good at what he does, even though he gives us the Belfont snorkel, says if Shador Sanders falls out of the top three, we'd then go on Shador watch to see where he lands. Presumably, the Steelers will have a serviceable short-term option, and Sanders, a.k.a. Mason Rudolph, and Sanders would provide them with more of a long-term answer. Bob, he has Sanders dropping to the Steelers at 21. This is what Dulac says about that. When Z asks him, do you think the Steelers and Tomlin are really that in love with Shador enough that they would trade away multiple picks to move up? Or is it more likely they'd consider him if he dropped to 21? Dulac takes all of that and simply says, not happening. What do you make of this, Bob?
Well, I mean, Jerry's very good at what he does. He's the guy we use as our Steeler insider during Steelers season coverage on KDKA-TV. But when you shut the door completely, there is a chance. I mean, you go back to the Kenny Pickett situation. There was a chance that he was going to be available. And if so, nobody thought he would come to Pittsburgh, including Jerry, I don't think. So, but that's the risk of, you know, when you do these kinds of comments. But that's a pretty strong answer. Jerry has his finger on the pulse of what goes on over there. So I would agree with it. I don't think there's a I'd say there is a chance, a small chance. I would not predict that they're going to take Shador Sanders.
Sometimes, and obviously Jerry's great at what he does, but sometimes the breadcrumbs they throw out there, the sources can take you in a bad way. Like Kenny Pickett a couple of years ago, when nobody knew, and Jerry said there was no chance of that. Somebody over there didn't want anyone to know that the Steelers were hot on Pickett. Chris Jackson, what's the likelihood the Steelers trade up to draft Shador? Jerry says, zip. And then this. Somebody says, if the Steelers are not intrigued by Sanders, then why have him in for a visit? Tomlin is either doing Dion a favor or he actually likes him. Dulac says, you said it, I didn't. Indicating that he too believes that this is simply a favor to Dion? I'm not buying that. If you have a guy in, what's the favor, by the way, that the Steelers, some other team thinks the Steelers are, like, how is that doing a favor to Dion?
Yeah, I don't know.
And why would waste your time doing that? No, I don't think that's true. I don't. Do you, Bob?
No, I don't. I think they probably legitimately think they want to make sure they know him well enough that if it comes to that and if some reason they fall down and he's available at 21, they want to know everything about him before they make. They only have 10 minutes. They have to make up their minds in that time.
Right.
So, and that would also include trading. What do you think the likelihood of them trading down to get more picks?
If you're going to get a second round
pick, that's one way to get a second round pick.
Yeah. Maybe they do have one quarterback in mind, and maybe that guy would be gone. Let's say it was Shador. And then they're like, all right, now we can, you know, maybe accumulate some extra picks, get ourselves.
Because there are a lot of good defensive players and wide receivers are going to be available in the second round.
Listen to this one, Bob. Zach says, if Rodgers says no, what veteran quarterback do you think we would sign? Everybody shield your eyes, except if you're out there driving right now. Please keep your attention. The three names he puts out there, you ready for this, Limits?
Let's hear it.
Wentz, Ridder, Bridgewater. Oh, my God, is the three words that correspond to those three names. Desmond Ridder? Limits?
No interest in anything like Desmond Ridder. Just, oh my gosh.
And then somebody named Yogi and Yonkers Bob follows up with, maybe Arthur Smith would like another season working with Tannehill like he did in Tennessee. Dulac says maybe or Ridder. Oh my God. That almost makes me want Aaron Rodgers to come here. And I realize that Rudolph would then be the starter with Ridder as a backup, but I just never thought.
Does Jerry have anything to say about Rodgers and when likely we may hear anything?
Yes, he does.
Because I still think it has to be this week.
And I'm absolutely thrilled that you asked. A man named John Cash sends Jerry a question. Do you think Rodgers, and you can read Jerry's chat at postgazette.com, do you think Rodgers has a secret deal done with the Steelers? And if so, do you think he announces this week? Jerry says he does not. The Steelers have a good feeling about him signing, and they've had an offer on the table for a long time now. If you want to call that a secret, go ahead. Then the follow-up is, then what's the holdup?
Right, that's what I want to know. Again, he may just have it in his heart that he is going to do it at Lambeau Field. He will show up there, go to the podium, and announce their pick, and it'll be Aaron Rodgers doing it. I mean, stranger things could possibly have happened. But I think it's got to be before this draft. Before, you know, they have to know.
Yeah.
If they don't have a deal, if they're just going by a sneaking suspicion that they think it's going to happen, that's not good enough. You got to know. You got to make plans.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And then I promise you the Dulac question about Nick Chubb. Somebody,
you said it's a resounding answer.
Yeah, somebody says, do the Steelers still have any interest in Nick Chubb? Dulac? No. No. Say that in your lowest.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That was good, wasn't it, Limits?
No.
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 I'm sorry, Joe. I've been distracted over here by Harry Callis calling me out on Twitter.
For what?
Callis tweets, I think at Austin R. Bechtold just said on The Fan that if the Pirates let Paul Skeens hit at DH a couple times a week, Skeens would be at risk for Tommy John, LOL, to which I responded, hello, Harry. That is not what I said.
That's a good beginning.
I think the Pirates would be concerned that Skeens playing two ways could increase his overall injury chances and don't want to take the risk. I would let him hit occasionally.
Do you think Harry was unfair in this matter, Bob?
I think he took out of context what Austin said. That's
so do I, although I do think that Austin made a horrible point that
I think the way you worded it was a little probably
a little wonky,
confusing.
I'm sure.
Well, Limit's horrible point was that he seemed to link Otani's Tommy John to him hitting, which I didn't get. But
no,
his overall
point
was...
I know what
was,
he meant. Well, he didn't mean it. It came out that way, but that's not the way he meant
right.
it. But yes.
Your overall point, if I have this correct,
yes,
was that the Pirates, if they let Skeens hit, would be fearful of his health.
Yes, because I feel like the toll that he would be putting on his body preparing to hit, let's call it 4 days out of seven if you're playing a game every single day, plus pitching once in that seven-day span, the Pirates would be concerned that maybe just the wear and tear of his body would break down a little bit and could draw towards a chance of an injury, with whether it be an arm or anything on the mound.
Getting hit by a pitch, I get it.
That's what my thought is on that.
Do you resent Harry calling you out publicly?
No.
Sounds like you did.
Harry's been taking a lot of shots at people on social media recently. I think it was just a matter of time I was next.
What did you think last night when our server at the steak place Dr. Kornfetter warned us five times that the plates, Bob, were 500 degrees. And then I forgot in the midst of a conversation with Donnie and grabbed one of the plates. And there was an incident where people looked over when I yelled.
Was it one of those yells that you'd normally, you know, look at, like a yelp? One of those
high-pitched? Yeah, yeah. And then...
Yeah, one of those.
And then what happened, Limits?
Yes, you touched the plate and went, ow, ow, ow. Donnie, do I have to go to the emergency room now, Donnie? Do you think I'm going to be okay? To which I'm saying, Joe, you're fine. It's all right. It, like, he's acting like his thumb was like about to fall off.
It Bob, just it was 500 degrees and I didn't touch the plate. I grabbed it to move it. And then I'm like, I can't believe that Kornfetter just told us it's 500 degrees.
And he said to everyone, don't touch the plate, be careful. But of course, Joe wanted to know how hot the plate actually was.
And you learn your lesson.
I did.
But the problem with that, though, you have to keep reminding people because today everybody sues everybody for everything. That McDonald's coffee once long ago that somebody spilled on their lap.
Yeah, that came up last night. I was kind of on the ladies' side in that matter.
That's why the court systems are all tied up. Because of these kinds of lawsuits.
To be fair, Joe, I did tap the side of the plate to see how hot it was, but I didn't try to pick it up. I tapped it.
I wasn't testing anything. I forgot what Kornfetter said, and then during a conversation with Donnie, I went to grab the plate. And I grabbed it. Like, grabbed it.
Yeah.
And you saw the reaction. Anyway, Bob, Mark Cabali's next. Do you like him?
Yes, I'm sure he'll have some very interesting things to say.
I think he will.
8 days from now, it'll be all underway. No.
I wasn't aware that his boss, Pat McAfee, is coming back to Tower of Lee in Green Bay at the draft. I didn't know that.
Wow, he's going to go everywhere. It's an ESPN production mostly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would expect that.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
He's the man, Mr. Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. You can see him right now on our YouTube channel. You should subscribe. It don't cost nothing. It's me and Bob and the big boy, Mark Cabali. All right, big boy. The story of the week, in some ways, appears to be Shador Sanders and this real or alleged rise up the board or maybe drop down the board. I don't know which it is. How real is the Steelers' interest? And do you think if he's there at 21, they would take him? Do you think they would trade up for him?
Oh, those are like three very separate questions right there. Are they interested? Yeah, absolutely. They're interested in him. But are they interested in anywhere other than 21? Probably not. I mean, they're probably too rich to move up to get him. So it all depends on what you're talking about here. I mean,
if he's there at 21, do they take him?
That's a tough one because, you know what, it all depends on who's still left on the board. I mean, it's not in a vacuum, as Mike Tomlin would say. If you just say, oh, he's there at 21, but who else is there at 21?
You mean quarterback-wise? If you're choosing between Derek Harmon and Sanders, then don't take him. We're talking about quarterback.
No.
If you believe in a first-round quarterback, it shouldn't matter who else is on the board except for another quarterback. If it does matter, then don't take him.
Oh, I agree with that, and I agree that they're not going to have that opportunity anyways. I said, and I've been saying it for weeks and weeks and weeks now. I think all three of these top quarterbacks are gone by 10 or 11 picks in, so it's a moot point after all. I mean, they don't have the capital, nor should they move up 21 to 10 to take Shador Sanders, and I think he'll be all three of those quarterbacks, including your buddy Jackson Dart's, off the board before the Steelers can even sniff him.
Mm.
So, Mark, let me ask –
regardless of that.
Let me ask you about this then. If, let's say – quarterbacks are gone, and I'm not sure their interest level in any of them, but if there was interest in, and they didn't get who they wanted, and they need a second-round pick and they may want more picks, would they trade their 21st overall pick to get something in the second round and possibly another third round?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure Omar and Mike Tomlin's going to talk early next week and say we're not going to throw anything off the table, that we can move up, we can move back. It all depends. But, I mean, history tells you they moved back in the draft once in ever. That was Casey Hampton. They value the first-round pick extremely. I mean, other than maybe getting rid of for Minka, but he's a Pro Bowl, all-pro level guy. I think if you're trying to get back into the second round, the best, better-case scenario would be a give him – package a third-round pick and maybe a sixth-round pick. I'm just spitballing numbers here from next year's draft to get into second, knowing that you're going to be able to replenish that with the compensatory picks next year. I think there's a much better option of that happening than the Steelers falling back into two just to accrue some picks.
Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. For over 50 years, if not quarterback, and if not defensive line, would they go for a running back?
Yeah. I mean, look who they brought in. I think they're up to, what, 9 or 10?
9, yeah.
Running backs they brought through, and they range anywhere from first day to third day. So they're keeping all their options open. I think that might be a plan B, but a lot of things would have to happen. I mean, Sanders would have to be gone. Harmon, Nolan would have to be off the board. Corners would be off the board, I do believe. But if you get to that point and your best guy is a running back, I don't think a guy like Genty even gets close to them. But a guy like Hampton could fall that way. I think they would probably not want to do that, but if they're forced to do that, I think they're ready to do that and make that move, and it makes sense. I think the more logical thing to do with running back is wait till the Monday after the draft when the compensatory pick selection is gone, where it counts against this year, and go find yourself a veteran running back in the free agency market, a la Nick Chubb. Who else? J.K. Dobbins might be still out there. I think that's a good option as well, but I wouldn't totally discount that, but I would put that a little bit lower on the list in first round potential.
All right, Mark, is this going to be the week that we find out specifically about Aaron Rodgers? And because the draft is in Green Bay, do you think that's part of his master plan here to go to Lambeau Field in person and deliver himself to the Steelers and deliver that message to Green Bay people?
I find it so funny, Bob, every time a fake deadline passes, we create a new one. I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying it was the Pat show. It was a week into whenever Russell signed. Now it's, you know, maybe mini camp. I mean, look at last year. I think he, or what was that, 2 years ago? He officially got traded right before the draft, I think, to the Jets. I mean, that would make the most sense because the offseason activities here start on Monday, I believe, where they have 9 straight weeks of, you know, if it's just working out for a couple weeks to working out on the field to OTAs. You're getting a lot of those guys together. I'm not saying that he would necessarily be there, but that's when you might start hearing some rumblings of, hey, where's our quarterback at? So I would say the next deadline, if it's fake or not, which I do believe there is no deadline in Aaron Rodgers' mind right now, nor the Steelers, would be the draft. But I don't think they sign him or don't sign him, or he officially signs, or if he officially doesn't sign, affects the Steelers whatsoever the way they think of how they draft. If there's a quarterback there in the second round, first round, whoever they like, they're going to take it, not to say, okay, I might upset Aaron Rodgers. I think that's two separate stories right there.
Bob, may I engage the big boy in a game of free association? Or do you have another question?
No, that's fine. I was just going to.
I thought you were going to ask me filet or ribeye.
Did you hear about this dinner last night? They brought out the little maze that you can color on for limits, and the kids menu.
Oh, funny!
And then
did you think he had to run out to like Burlington and find himself a sport coat before he showed up?
It was amazing. It truly was.
Now I have the same sport coat that I wore to my confirmation, Cavalli.
I call that the funeral suit.
I wear that suit to church.
Yeah, church, funeral, weddings, dinners with Joe.
Bob Limits got the chicken fingers and a little juice box off
juice
the kids'
box.
Menu.
They have a good juice box.
Juice box, yeah.
Yeah, they really do.
You call the 16-ounce New York strip steak a nice little juice box item for dinner.
Do you believe, Mark, he ate all 16 ounces of that
he
steak?
He did. I saw it.
I
could not believe it.
I don't went for dessert, big boy. He went for an ice cream sundae after that.
Ooh, but, you know, Joe, I'm a little disappointed in the filet decision by you.
I always go for the filet. Why?
It's like a cheeseburger.
Yeah, I don't like – no, but it's very tender.
Should have gone tomahawk. Oh.
I don't like the gigantic steak. You know, I just want the – I didn't even eat the whole thing. I brought home some for my wife.
Ooh.
You like that move?
Oh, yeah, that's a heck of a boss move by you, taking the two youngsters out to dinner.
Yeah.
I applaud you, Joe.
It was big. I was a good host, wasn't I, Limits?
You were. Yeah, it was awesome. And I'm glad that he paid up on his bet that he said he's going to take us to a steak dinner, and we actually went. It took a while, but it ended up working.
Should have went to Ponderosa.
Or Hoss's. Cheaper that's steaks. Your favorite place, I think, right? We used to go to Hoss's. On the way out to Greensburg and go to the buffet at Hoss's, Bob. You been there?
Long time ago. Yeah. What Ponderosa is left? Where are the Ponderosas?
I do not know. I know there's a. Wasn't there a Ground Round in Moon somewhere? Maybe.
Are there any Long John Silvers left?
Oh yeah, there's
one
Long John
Robinson,
right by my house.
But not anymore.
Do you go there, Lim?
There's one in Latrobe.
Huh. Yeah.
But, okay, you're in the middle of your free association now. And Mark
actually,
threw
I
off.
Had never begun my free association,
that's right. He started with
Bob.
A steak. Okay.
Yeah. You ready? Big boy?
Let's roll.
If it's a first-round quarterback, who do the Steelers pick? If it's a first-round quarterback.
You're going to say Jalen Milroe.
This is supposed to move quickly.
That's tough. I would say Shador.
If it's somebody in the lower rounds, which quarterback will it be?
Pony's favorite, Kyle McCord.
If you, the big boy, were running things and you had to make a choice between these three as a backup to Rudolph or maybe a competitor, I don't know, Desmond Ridder, Teddy Bridgewater, or Carson Wentz?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater.
I would say none, but that's not his option, right?
That was not the question. Yeah.
Bridgewater.
Percent chance they sign Nick Chubb.
Depends what happens in a draft, but 39%.
Percent chance this is still announced on a McAfee production of some sort around the draft if it's Aaron Rodgers.
I didn't even think about that, huh? 27% maybe.
The difference in wins between Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers.
One
more for Rodgers?
Then I don't know. Should it be?
Ooh, Bob. What do you make of this? I think the big boy just suggested that Rudolph is a better option than Rodgers. I think that should be a headline on Steelers Depot.
I think Mason can save some money then.
I think Mason can win games, but I think Aaron has a better chance of taking you deeper in the playoffs.
Who's the favorite right now in your mind in the AFC North?
Baltimore.
Who has a better season if they're both starters? Kenny Pickett in Cleveland or Mason Rudolph here?
Mason Rudolph.
Who has a better season if they're both starters? Aaron Rodgers here or Russell Wilson with the Giants?
Aaron Rodgers.
If you were advising Aaron Rodgers and you had a choice of the Saints, Niners, or Steelers, what would you tell him and why?
I would say the Steelers because the Niners have pretty much gutted their entire offense. And the Saints pretty much don't have much in the way of weapons either, even though they do have a pretty good head coach or coordinator. So if you want to win now, crazy to say this, but the Steelers might give you the best option.
Does Rodgers have a secret deal with the Steelers?
I don't know if it's a secret deal that's binding, but I bet there's a wink or a nod in there somewhere.
And will they trade Pickens before the season opener at any point?
I don't think so, no.
Thank you, big boy. I have no further questions. Bob, anything left for you?
The only thing would be wide receivers. It seems like we went into this several months ago talking about the Steelers still drafting a wide receiver, even if they have Pickens, mm-hmm. with the thought that if they even keep him, then next year he won't be here. Do they still do that, given all the needs they have? Do you think if they decide they're keeping Pickens, they're not going to draft a receiver this year's draft?
I don't think even if you do draft a receiver in this year's draft, you can count on him this year. I think that's how they view Roman Wilson. He has a total wipeout of 2024. He is their de facto number one wide receiver draft pick this year. Let's see what he can do this year. I think that's how they view it. So I would say that is now down unless, you know, they get some inkling that George is going to require movement, then maybe that changes it. But as it sits right now, I think they want to see what Roman Wilson does.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you, big boy. You're a philanthropist. You're a spiritual guru. You're an advisor and a mentor to our friend Limits, and you're an all-around good guy. Would you agree, Bob?
Would you like to go to a fish fry with me this weekend?
This weekend?
It's the last fish fry you're going to get, right?
It's Good Friday.
If it's no more than like 4 feet from my house.
The big boy just wants to walk outside to his walkway, and there it is.
Maybe fish one out of a pond.
Hey, I went to one right up the street from me, right? And the pastor there somehow, you know, he had to give him your name. Like, oh, I heard you on the radio. And some guy looked at me and goes, Aaron Rodgers stinks. And he walked away. Okay.
Bob, what's your ideal fish fry plate? I like the haddock or the cod with the
haddock's good. Cod's good
deep
too.
Deep fried with some macaroni salad and perhaps a little roll. How about you?
I'm going to skip the roll. I don't need that. That takes up unnecessary space.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip no bread either. Just fish on a dish. However you want to do it, that's fine with me. I like mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And a baked potato.
Ooh. Big boy, how about you?
Why don't you get rid of the Bob, why don't you get rid of the mac and cheese and just have a fish sandwich?
Because I don't want the bread.
Doesn't want bread.
Well, all the carbs are in the mac and cheese.
Well, it doesn't matter. Then there's double amount of carbs. I'm not even looking for it. I think bread unnecessarily takes it. How many times have you gone to a dinner where you eat the pre-dinner food so much that there's nothing left to eat? You're
almost
full.
Did it last night, Bob. We got two things of bread. Right. Yeah, the fresh bread from Breadworks. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Did you want to eat that? You're hungry. You have a drink. And next thing you know, you're full and hasn't even come to the entree.
Yeah.
I had to make sure I had only a slight piece of bread, a couple of pieces, so that I did not stuff myself. It happens before.
Good strategy.
Did I ever tell you the Ron Cook story about the bread?
He didn't pick up the bill for it?
No, Ron, and Jerry Dolek went out to dinner one time in a road game, and they give bread ahead of time. And the lady comes over, and Ron goes, "Can you bring two more loaves of bread over?" She goes, "Sure." She brings two loaves of bread. He grabs both loaves and puts them on his plate.
What? I thought you were going to say he brought home both loaves.
I thought you were going to say he stuffed them in his pants and he took them home.
He might have ended up, but he took both loaves and instantly put them on his plate.
And he ate them?
He
couldn't have eaten them.
I
have a picture of it. I do have a picture of it. If I can find it, I will send it.
Do you remember when the Steelers used to have steak and lobster day on the last day of camp and Gertie made a doggy bag and took home some steak and lobster? That was amazing.
Yeah, Norm used to do that too, the great Norm Vargo.
I remember that, actually.
Take a little to-go plate, Bob?
Just take it. It's like
he wanted the surf and turf.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, "Oh, we don't have lobster. We don't have surf and turf, sir." He goes, "Yeah, you do. You got steak right here and lobster right here. Give me both of them."
It's like when you go, you know, I see people and I just can't believe it. You go to a buffet times. And people think it's endless to the point where when they leave, they're going to clean you out. They bring in bags and take it with them.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on. You can't be doing that. Can you? That's not...
The buffet.
I mean, you can. I've done it before, Bob.
You've eaten and then you go back, stuff bags. You do that.
Yeah, they let you. Why not?
Well, I guess this all stems from cookie tables at weddings. Because it's amazing... And I've gone through this twice with weddings for my daughters, where you bring out you think you have enough to feed an army of cookies.
Right.
And it's amazing how many people just take them in huge amounts.
Speaking of that, breaking news from last week, Donnie was on Friday and revealed that in his upcoming wedding, there's going to be no wedding cake, but just a cookie table. And he says this is common. You agree with that, big boy? No wedding cake?
No way. You have to have a wedding cake, right, Bob?
Yes, right, Bob? I think you do. I just think it's just tradition. I like wedding cakes. You can make them as big as you want and however you want to do it. But I think it's part of, you know, you got to have the slicing of the cake by the husband and the wife.
Limits, were you taken aback by that when Donnie revealed that?
I was a little surprised, but, you know, because of how big the cookie table phenomena is in Pittsburgh, because other places it's not like that. I understand why he would get rid of it, but he still needs a small little cake for him and maybe even the people at like his...
He did say that's a possibility, like a personal pan pizza.
For the bridal party, too. Like, maybe they could want some.
Thank you, big boy.
All right, Mark.
See you, buddy.
Talk to you.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye, Mark.
What a nice man he is, Bob, huh?
It's amazing what we get into with these conversations.
It really is.